that we talked about. That, well, we didn't talk about all of them, just started it, but good things. Hallelujah. You know, my mother, when I was a little boy, I used to watch her, you know, and she'd get flour or cornmeal and stuff and put it in a brown sack and then put chicken in there and then shake it. You remember that? Now they got shake and bake and got everything. But she used to shake that like that, you know. And the Lord said to me, he said, the trouble with you Pentecostals and Word of Faith and Charismatic, he said, you put everything in one sack. He said, there's different operations and different manifestations. Can you say, and different operations?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, they're all different operations. Like one guy said now, well, that's the, when you lay hands on the sick, that's the gifts of healing. I said, no, that isn't gifts of healing. That's a different operation. That ain't one of the gifts of the Spirit. That's an endowment from God.
Yes.
Two, when a man is anointed, you know, like it happened to me in 1971, when that anointing came into my right hand. Sometimes it's stronger than other times. And you preachers know that the anointing's stronger and you know, less and stronger at different times. But there's sometimes my arm just like it's on fire and burning up. Well, you see, that's an endowment from heaven. And that's anointing. A tangible anointing. Well, you see, we put it all in one bag and, you know, just think it's all the gifts. But it's not. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then you have different gifts in the fivefold ministry. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. This man here in the gray, you. What do you do for a living? You. No, there's no gray-headed people around you, but you. Yeah, you. Huh? No, that's rude. I asked you a question. You need to answer me in truth. Yeah. Well, the reason I asked you, because when I looked over there earlier, the Lord spoke to me and tell him that the things that you've seen in the past, you'll see increase in a stronger way. And then I see only way I can explain it is like measurements, but he's adding, he's adding life to you because he's not done with you. And the miracles that you have seen in the past are going to increase in your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I appreciate you telling me that because I had a hunch that that's what you did. But anyway, praise the Lord for that.
Yes.
Now, what was that? Well, that was a word of knowledge.
Yes.
And then, you know, word of wisdom about the future.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. You know, I just sense he's been around miracles before, have you? But the Lord, the things that he's seen, that God is going to increase, it not just not in his ministry, but he's seen in other ministry, but it's going to increase. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you for your enthusiasm. Can you bring this down here? I want to look at the whites of that man's eyes right there and make sure he's living right today. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, open your Bibles, if you would, with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Hallelujah. How many were here Wednesday night? Who were here Wednesday night? Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, glory. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brother, and I would not have you ignorant. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brother, and I would not have you stupid or ignorant, or another translation says misinformed. He does not want us to be ignorant concerning spirit things. Actually, the original says the things that pertain to spirituals. Things that pertain to the spirit world. Things that pertain. You know, it's amazing how far that we have come in the natural. I'm talking about, you know, with natural wisdom. Of course, that comes from God. We're going to the moon. We got satellites, all the technology today and everything else. And yet, the church is still ignorant concerning spiritual gifts. It just absolutely amazes me. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing, ignorant about the spiritual laws. There are spiritual laws.
Right.
It's just like right here with that electricity is a law. It's a law of energy. And if you go up there and mess around and cross circuit it, you're going to get shocked.
Oh, yeah.
Or electrocuted to death.
Yeah.
You know, that when they come with the lights, you know, at one time, 100 years ago, you'd come to church and they'd have candles all around, kerosene lamps. They didn't have electricity. And now they learned about electricity, and then they harnessed it, and we benefit from it. See what we're benefiting? You feel that coming out of there?
Oh, yeah.
We benefited that energy. And yet, you know, the wisdom and the knowledge that has come, and yet when it comes to spiritual gifts, it just seems like, hallelujah, that the church is ignorant concerning those things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm not perfect in it, but yet, I you know, when you know, this is my 39th year of ministry, going on 39. I'm in my 39th year. Praise the Lord, just getting going. But as I travel, I've never seen so much ignorance concerning the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God does not want us to be stupid. He does not want us to be ignorant concerning the things of the Spirit. Now, we said last night that speaking in tongues opens the door to the supernatural.
Yes, amen.
Glory be to God. And then we asked, how many speak in tongues? Well, I don't know. Maybe 1/4 of the people raised their hand. Well, see now what you're doing there. Because you don't speak in tongues, and you might have been baptized in the Holy Ghost, but you don't speak in tongues, you're limiting yourself just to the natural things when you could be operating in the supernatural.
Oh, yes, amen.
Yep. Hallelujah. I mean, we won't get into details, but we were sitting there having lunch today, and Pastor Art was telling me about an incident that him and me were sitting together in a meeting. And I leaned over and I said, now you see that angel, he's talking to that speaker. He come to deliver him about him stopping and moving and ministering to the sick and moving in the Spirit. Well, he didn't do it, and I'm not judging him because there's times I missed it too. But then, see, when he was telling me, he got talking about that angel, and I went into discerning the spirits, and I saw something while we were sitting there. Is it all right to share that? I can share that? Yeah. See, he doesn't want us to be ignorant. You see, nothing. If you're sensitive to the things of the Spirit, there should be nothing that comes your way that you don't know about in the future. Now you think about that. Well, I saw this big old angel sitting behind. I didn't know, you know, at that time he said, don't say anything. But there was a big angel sitting behind Art. I mean, he was just standing there. I mean, he wasn't sitting, but he was standing there. Well, I don't believe that. That's fine. That's fine. Just be ignorant concerning angels. Don't bother me a bit. But don't go around criticizing me. Just because you don't operate no thing, and you could. I had a man that came to my church, and you know, he didn't, you know, he was talking about how he went through a heavy test and a trial, and he said, well, the devil came and touched me, and my whole family got in a wreck, and I had a heart attack, and I had open heart surgery and everything else, and the devil tried to attack me. Me and my wife, we just kind of looked at each other because our people are taught right.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
I said, there ain't no devil can touch my car. There ain't no devil can touch my jet, my airplane. The ones that I use and go around. No, I have never had an engine go out. I have never had any kind of a problem in an airplane. I've never had what you call a crash landing. No, long as I operate in the law of love, there ain't no devil in hell that can touch me. One step out of love, and it's one step into devil's territory. You understand what I'm talking about? See, he didn't want us to be ignorant concerning the things that pertain to spirituals or things that pertain to the spirit world. Now, there's different denominations that like to just rip that out. Well, that passed away with Paul. No, it didn't. Now, listen. So this afternoon, I said, now, what was that all about? He said, well, I sent that angel to protect Art. See, I sense danger. Well, he tells me, is this all right? He's telling me that. He was telling me he'd been waking up in the middle of the night like something was going to hit him or do something. Well, sometimes, see, you can pick up things in the spirit.
Oh, yeah.
The devil's trying to do something. He's behind the scenes trying to, but we can be in the know.
Amen.
See, if you don't have a faith for what we're believing for, then you can't agree.
Right.
See, I know this man has faith to agree. Everything we agree. We got an agreement over in Russia that I had a $70,000 debt. You remember that? We got an agreement. It's all paid off. See, everything we agree. Well, how long did it take? Well, that's not on my side. That's on God's side. But he delivered it. And wiped it out. I didn't get up and show starving children and beggar and that. But see, that's a spiritual law. But yet there's Christians that they're ignorant concerning, I mean, just the area of agreement. And see, he said he kept waking up. See, he was startled. Now, that wasn't, in his spirit, he just felt there was something and he was dealing. Well, then see, that angel's with him. He said, I dispatched an angel. Well, I don't believe in angels. Well, then you wouldn't enjoy this service.
Come on. Come on.
Just be ignorant. Are not these ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them that are heirs of salvation? How many of you are heirs of salvation?
Amen.
Well, he's talking about you.
Yes, amen.
I have angels working with me. Matter of fact, I send them out to influence people to give to my ministry.
Yes,
well, devils go out and influence people to do bad. It wasn't a good angel telling you, well, I know you've been clean for 5 years, but just one snort won't hurt you. You know, you remember that high. You remember that feeling. Yeah, it took me almost to hell, too. See, we live in the spirit. When I need something, I don't go around just anybody getting agreement. I'll find this man or Pastor Webb. He's another one of the guys I can get in agreement with because I know he's in that level. See, you get people that can't even believe $200 in. You don't want them to agree with $1 million thing. I want to see, he's a 10 million man. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So books from Kuwait, that ain't no problem because you're a 10 million man. We won't pull down to the cost of a book. You understand what I'm talking about?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, it doesn't mean I don't love everybody, but I say I'll get an agreement with him. If I'm believing, you know, we're believing for the right kind of airplane to step up. I'm buying an airplane just for California work. God told me to get ready to allocate. So we're buying a 421. We'll pay cash.
Hallelujah.
We're going to get it. Praise the Lord. We're going to get it just for our California work. For Pastor Art, he's got California work. We're raising up churches. We're going to the nations. We're going to our local church. We're going to our community. We're going to our state. And we're doing state work. Then we're going to the United States. And then we're going all over the world. Glory to God. If I had everybody that was hooked up with me, that changed their church to World Harvest, we'd have World Harvest churches all over. But really, we're connected, so it's the same thing. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. See, there should be nothing that if two agree is touching anything, it'll be done. Ask and you shall receive. That's why I say, everyone that asketh, receive it. See, that's why when me and my wife, we talk, sometimes there's things that we don't see the same. I mean, we don't fight or anything. We're going on 20 years and it's been heaven on earth. 20 years of it, heaven on earth. Second time around. And I mean, it's been heaven on earth. I didn't know marriage could be so. And I've only been together one quarter of those 20 years. The rest I've been on the road. I haven't heard one gripe, one complaint. But when we talk about something, I make sure that we're in it. How'd I get off on there? But if you can't go very far in the natural. You need to step into the supernatural. No, I see why God's going to, because last night with a show of hands, I'm not putting you down, but I said, how many speak at least a half an hour in tongues a day? And only a quarter raise their hand. And so what do? You'll live in the natural. So what do? You'll get that fruit. You can only go so far, you only get so much fruit. But if you get into the things that pertain to the Spirit, I don't want you to be ignorant. Brother Hagin, they come in, boy, look at all this campus, look at all this, look what you're doing, look at all this stuff. He said, my, you must have toiled hard. He said, I didn't toil at all. He said, I got it right in here. And then when I got it in here, I got it out.
Hallelujah.
See, when you get it in here, you can have a vision and work yourself to death on it, but you got to get it out. That's why I said last night, when a church gets on high center, you got to pray pray in tongues to get that over. Just double up on praying in the spirit and you can get over. Hallelujah. Shadamaya, get it in there. Hallelujah. I'm concerned that more people don't see angels. I'm more concerned that we don't see more stuff that we should. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Things that pertain to spirit. I made up my mind when I first read this, years and years and years, 30 years or so ago. And I said, I don't want to be called ignorant. I don't want to be stupid about the things of the spirit. I heard Dad Hagen said most ministers never get into the first phase of their ministry. I made a mental note. I'm going to get into every one phase that he's got for me. There's something about when my daddy said, no, you can't have that. Man, I do it. When people tell me I can't have it. Amen. Just like the building we're in right now. We have ministers in town, bless their hearts. And would prophesy he'll never build that building. It'll never come up. Yeah, look at, he said that building's coming up and he's still in that old tent. Now they can't go by and laugh. I mean, the Lord showed me they go a different direction because that church speaks out. Every time they go by, it speaks to them. It speaks to them. They're the same with you. See, he got it in the spirit. It wasn't a natural thing. And it isn't because he was a Mexican. It's because he's a child of God. And he put a law into, hallelujah. I know, I had people phone me say they're concerned about him. I said, don't be concerned about him. Trying to tell on him. You don't tell on my son, I'll slap you down. Well, he's doing this, he's doing that. I said, just leave him alone. He's on the right track. Well, he thinks he's going to get that building. He doesn't think he's going to get it. He knows he's going to get it. When a man writes a note, say, I am going to return, and this will be my office, or our offices. See, that was a spiritual law that was set in motion. I need another week with this. Glory to God. Just sit and teach on this. 2 years experience. For people that go through a divorce, and it's a terrible hurt. Because you can become one flesh and rip that apart. It's a terrible way. Most of them will never make it unless they pray in the Holy Ghost and get that out.
Right.
You got to pray in the Holy Ghost, especially if you're a Christian. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Double up on the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Let me say it again. Praying in the Holy Ghost opens the door to the supernatural. So now we know why some of us haven't been walking in the supernatural, because we don't pray in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Did you know praying in the Holy and getting in the Spirit that you can have an adventure? I'm having the time of my life. This June I'll be 63. People come up and say, well, we thought you was maybe in your early 50s. I said, thank you. No, I'm having the time of my life. And it's light and easy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how can it be? We know you went through this, you went through that, and you went through this, and you went through that. I just never let it get inside of me. You see, when you walk in the door of the supernatural, then you're walking in the anointing of God, and the anointing destroys the yoke. Yes. So it could be around you. These things can happen. And then I always say this. I says, well, you've never had any tests and trials? Everything's been perfect for you? I said, yeah, I go through tests and trials. But I just released my faith and let it fight for me. See, he left a note. He left a note of faith. I shall return. See, those words fought the fight of faith for him. Others tried to come and buy it. They got in there. No, this don't belong to you. You can't have this. You can't have that. Unless he relinquish what he was saying. That's the only way. And the one of somebody bought it. That don't matter. They're buying it for him. You see what I'm talking about? You release your faith in the law of saying, in the spirit realm. See, there's that, the spirit realm. See, there's just something about taking time praying in the Holy Ghost. Shut a mouth to get it, throw a mouth to get it. Praying in the Holy Ghost. And it mortifies the deeds of the flesh. And some of you, it might take several hours, but I've learned where just speaking in tongues, I can get in it right away. I can get in the spirit. I learned how to do it through the years. But it used to take me a long time because to get my mind. Hallelujah. But praying in the Holy Ghost mortifies the deeds of the flesh. Have you ever been mad at anybody? Raise your hand. The rest of you are liars, liars, liars. You know you've got mad. But how do you keep that and stop that is by praying in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I said, praise God. Now, for instance, see, we weren't ignorant concerning your brother-in-law. You see, by the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom, what was going in a vision form when I saw the antique cars, which we never talked. See, when you get into the spirit, then these gifts, especially in an office that I walk in, you'll have it more operation. But now we're not ignorant about some things. Huh? We know he's coming to the Lord.
Amen. He's saved already.
Yeah, that's right. He's saved already. That's what he said. We know that. Praise the Lord. I mean, just by that word of knowledge. Lord revealed. You remember? About the 38, 39 cars and his brother-in-law has those and they live in Phoenix and the Lord showed, we talked out what we saw. That he's going to get right with God. And she'd been praying.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. It'll all come to pass.
Oh, yes, it will.
Glory to God. That's all they have to say, really. It'll all come to pass.
Yes.
I just say, everything that Dad Hagen has prophesied over me, it'll all come to pass. See, what do? You can't. The building will come to pass. See, now you're operating in another realm, and then when you get in the mental realm, you start worrying, well, look at this, and look at that, and then people start leaving. I've been there. When we said we're going to stay in the tent, people come in, well, we just love the teaching. We just love the defrains. But that, you know, out there in the tent with the rabbits and everything else. Since they left us stay there for 3.5 years, other churches are doing it. And you can only get a permit for 2 weeks. With his faith and in the Spirit, because he's a man of the Spirit, has set things to change in Anaheim, California. Why? Because he took the devil's dirt over. Well, it ain't belong to the devil, it belongs to Jesus because he took his dirt back. See, there's nothing that can stop this new building except you. Faith, money's not an issue, it's a faith issue. It is a faith issue. When you learn how to operate in the things of the Spirit and the way that God does things.
Yeah.
You got to learn how God does things and flow with that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This building right here, you could pray it out in the Spirit and manifest by praying in the Spirit of God. It'll come to pass. It'll come to pass. You double up and spend time praying for this, and it'll be a time when you know there'll be a note of victory, a voice of victory, and you'll start laughing. And when you start, when you're praying about something, sometimes it might be rough. Sometimes it'll be burning. But you got to keep after it until you get a note of victory. When you get the note of victory in the Spirit, you know you got it.
Hallelujah.
Remember what I said last night? There will be some things that will never be changed.
Yeah.
Never be changed unless you pray in the Spirit and get a change. There's some things that will never be changed unless it's done in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
These are some of the things the Lord has been dealing with me. Now, you can see we're not going to get done tonight on this. But the Lord said get back and speak on the gifts of the Spirit because if we're going to have an operation. First of all, we got to train people to speak in tongues. Because that percentage is probably everywhere, probably in my church. That percentage that we had last night. You'll probably find that everywhere. And there are probably some that were lying. That's why Paul said, I pray more than you all. That's why he had the ministry he had. Those things had to be prayed out. Those cities that he went had been prayed out. Glory to God. Glory out of your spirit and get that changed. So he don't want us to be ignorant. See, we trying to do everything. We try to do everything with our minds. We try to figure everything out. There are laws. I said there are laws.
Oh, yeah.
And look at this right here. You see this? There's a law of gravity. Put that up and come back down.
Yeah.
That's a law. And we have highly developed ourselves in these natural laws. But there are super laws that we must learn to operate in.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
I was sitting at the table with Dad Hagen, my spiritual father, right before he passed away, a couple of weeks in Toronto. And I asked Dad, I said, Dad, you know, when you went to those guys in the 50s, those healing evangelists, and you went to them, and you told them they were getting off. I said, how many of them listened to you? He said, none of them. They just laughed at me, and, you know, because they got big old tent meetings. He's going from church to church. Probably no more meetings this size or smaller. And I said, a year or so ago, you went to the Prosperity, and you had a summit, and you called all these Prosperity preachers in, and you told them they were getting off. Mm-hmm. Did any of them listen to you? He said, no. I said, would you do it again? He said, no. He said, they didn't listen. And then he said something that just choked me up. He said, most preachers don't listen to me. And you know, I got thinking about it. I got talking to my wife about it. And even most of the people in your congregation don't listen to you. They're just so carnal. And how do you get out of that carnality? By praying in the Holy Ghost.
Glory to God.
By praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then I was riding home. I said, you know, I went and told a lot of ministers, a lot of things, not trying to be a big shot, but just try to help. I said, none of them listened to me either. You think about that. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Glory to God. But I'm just talking about in church. Now, don't marry that guy. You better not marry that guy. And they go ahead and do it anyway. You know, they didn't have a cold enough shower, and their flesh took over, and everything else. Had to have them. I've been there. Hallelujah. Now, how can you get that much out of that scripture? Because there's even a lot more in there. He doesn't want us to be ignorant concerning the things that pertain to spirituals or spiritual things. Now, concerning spiritual gifts. That word gifts is italicized, so that means it was put in by the interpreters. But that isn't in the original. It's really things that pertain to the Spirit. I would not have you ignorant. Then the fourth verse, now there are differences of gifts. Now that's not italicized. That was there. So he's talking about gifts, but the same Spirit. Now I believe here he's also talking about the gifts of the Spirit and then the gift ministries. There are differences of ministrations, but the same Lord. In other words, in my opinion, in studying, I believe that he's talking about the Lord is the administrator of these gifts through his men and women. And there are differences of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. So God is the operator. Jesus is the administrator of. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every prophet with all. Now you could prophet with all in every area. Now we live in a world where there is sin and we do make mistakes. But there is the possibility that you could never make a mistake if you listen to the Holy Spirit. That is the highest plan for the Father, not for us to make mistakes. Investments in every area of our life, who we marry, who we run around with. Hey man, I'm very choosy. I just don't run around. I don't just run around with everybody in every camp. I stay with my own people. Now that doesn't mean that I shun them and I'm not friendly to them. You understand what I mean? Because one day you might need them. They could be a blessing to you. But I don't run around. I just run around with certain people. There's a lot of preachers I don't want to be around. I like them, but I don't want to be around them because of their unbelief.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? Glory be to God. I've never tried to go around and be the big corrector of the church. Like I said last night, I said, Lord, give me a ministry like Jesse Duplantis. Get everybody laughing, rolling on the floor, and then leave town with a truck full of money. I said, now man, I could go for that, you know. But here I am. Remember I called out, I told you last night I was in that meeting. I said, there's three of you sleeping together in this church. And I mean, that don't make you very popular. No, I just want to get everybody laughing and you know how the Holy Ghost loosens people up, get laughing, and they pull in the net and get people saved, and just everybody gives to a ministry like that.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Now everybody gives to my ministry too.
Yeah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the manifestation is given to every man to profit withal. For one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. That's about the future. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. We talked about that last night. If you want to hear, get the tape. We're talking about the word of knowledge could come in a vision form. And you could see things knowing what's going on at that time. And I told you a word of knowledge in a vision form came to me. I was laying in bed about the man. This happened, I don't know how, hundreds of times. But this certain man was talking about me and my wife to our sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a clique in the church. And we was trying to break that up because the Bible don't, he talks about fellowship, not friendship.
Amen. Amen.
You got to watch out for cliques, because then if one man in that clique gets an offense, then the whole clique leaves.
That's
so
right.
we work on that.
Oh yeah.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. That's really good.
Can you say amen?
Yeah.
There's nowhere in the Bible where it says friendship. It says fellowship.
Yeah.
That means two fellas in a ship.
Yeah.
Now fellowship with it, but not cliques.
Amen.
And the Lord showed me he was with his band of cliques, and he was had his Bible open down at Coco's, and he was teaching them the way we teach about tithes is wrong. I teach tithe right off the top. He preached. He was preaching to our sheep about the tithes, just tithe what's left over. So I told my wife, I got it this Sunday. And you heard the story if you was here last night. I said, now there's a fellow, you was a certain time. Because I looked at my watch, what time it was. You was a certain time, you was, and some of the people of the congregation, you were all there, and you heard this man say. Now, does it say in the Bible, without a sheep, you're scattered? No, it says without a shepherd.
Wow, good.
He ain't your shepherd. What are you doing? That man turned white as a sheep.
Wow.
He knew I had it. Now, you see, I profited with that.
No, you.
And that's why I said last night, you remember, one of the main things that a pastor ought to ask God and pray is one thing, that the word of knowledge be strong in operation in pastoring the church, and you can do it supernaturally.
Amen.
See, Art operates that way.
Yeah.
See, he's been around my ministry for many years. See, he'll know something's going on.
Right.
I told my wife the other day, I said, there's something wrong with a certain person. Clean in the church. I said, something ain't right. Something ain't right.
That's right.
She's complaining, griping. We filled her house furniture, did everything for her, helped her get out of a mess. But she's sitting around talking to people about us, to the Hispanic people.
Yeah.
You know, tried to get a little click with the Spanish speaking Hispanics. And my wife knows now. I mean, before she just, well, you know, maybe it's, you know, but no, she knows me now. After 20 years, she ought to. I said, there's something, see right in here, there's something wrong right there. Well, we confronted her and she blew up in the office and said, this church don't have no love and you call yourself Christians and everything else, and went off, man. Well, they had to take her out of the office, asked her to leave the office. Well, today she came and they talked to her out in the parking lot and, you know, we're asking her, she has to leave and, you know, because here was free rent, everything, helping them, blessing them, and act that way.
Right.
Well, the devil gets a hold of people, but I'm not going to allow that to spread among
That's
our
right.
people.
That's right.
See, here's the thing. When you get before heaven, ministers, you're going to have to answer to God what you allowed and your fellow and allowed to get around that other sheep.
That's right.
You know what people tell us? You know what people tell us? She says, we feel so safe here. We just feel so, our family, our children, we just feel so safe. Isn't that wonderful to go to a church where you feel safe? You don't have to worry about the preacher hitting on you?
Hallelujah, yeah.
Perverts working back there in the back with the children.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
We do police checks on everybody. We do the whole works. You betcha. Because we're going to have to be staying before God.
Yes.
And how we were good stewards over. That's why a lot of ministers lose their churches because they weren't good stewards.
That's right.
That's right, sir.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Right. And we know some that's losing their churches because they violated sheep. You can't violate sheep. They belong to Jesus.
Right.
Our Bible tells about the shepherd is a feeder. Our job is to feed, not babysit, not.
Come on.
Entertain, feed my sheep. And the ones that take the wool in the Old Testament, he called them dogs.
Yeah.
And there's some preachers that need to go out, that they really belong around the the fire hydrant.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I could go on and on with it. See, there's just not enough time to go on with everything. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I could tell you a story even in this valley right here. Different ministers, different places, different churches. And if they were praying in the Holy Ghost, living in the Spirit, they wouldn't have got off what they were doing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, why are you saying that? Because judgment's coming.
Yes.
It's just already started, really. I said it's really started.
Yes.
I want to tell you ministers, you ministers, you and your wife should not be fighting. You can have disagreements without being disagreeable, because it'll affect and it'll go through the congregation.
Amen.
And you better stop it. Because you know what will happen? Because you're violating those sheep with your strife. And it'll come, what will happen, it'll be transferred through your preaching and teaching.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We talk about transferring the anointing.
Yes.
We talk about impartations.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I said hallelujah. Anyway. Thank you for your enthusiasm.
Glory to
God. The manifestation of the Spirit to give to every man the prophet withal, for one is given the Spirit of word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge. You notice I've been staying more on the word of knowledge, because that's what we really need to operate in life. And the word of wisdom. If I was going to operate in any of these gifts, and primarily I would pick, if I had to pick, I would pick the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge flowing. Hallelujah. To another, faith by the same Spirit. Now, that's not talking about regular faith. That is a faith that comes on you, a mantle of faith, a gift of faith. You can't doubt. You just flat can't doubt. Hallelujah. I said you flat can't doubt.
Glory.
To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Now, what I was talking about, the gifts, in other words, of healing, plural, there are gifts that heal every type of disease. Plural, gifts of healing. Hallelujah. You see that primarily, like Benny Hinn, you see him operating in gifts of healing. Well, that operates primarily, I operate more what I said earlier about the tangible anointing, special anointing. He did special miracles by the hands of Paul. That's a special anointing that came along with his mantle, and that is laying hands on the sick and transmitting healing power into their body. That's a different. You see what I'm talking about? I was talking about my mother talking about, you know, she put all the chicken in there and shake it up, you know, with the flour or the cornmeal. And that's what we do. We put everything in one bag when it isn't. There's different operations.
Yes.
And we need to learn how to operate in these different operations.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's amazing how long I stayed with that word of knowledge and ministering in our lives.
Oh, yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. To one is given the Spirit a word of wisdom, to another word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith. That isn't your regular faith. That's a gift of faith that comes upon you. I've had it happen several times. It's just like my head opens up and something falls down in there. And right down here, like you'd put a dime in, you know, in a machine, and you hear it clink, clink, clink. That's where that faith comes. And you just can't doubt. You just can't doubt. When that comes on you, you can't doubt about the situation. Just no doubt whatsoever. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, these things are going to be in operation in these last days at full potential power. Then it has the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. Everybody say working of miracles.
Amen.
Glory be to God. I remember I was ministering in around the Galveston area, Texas, and I was ministering there, and I got talking, and that fell on me. And I said, somebody right now is being healed in your, I have to do with your skull. Well, when I said that, a man started weeping and he started burning up, and he said he heard a pop in his head. Now here's the story. You see, he was in an accident and crushed his skull. Well, they had to take the piece out, and it was stuck in his brain because it was all open, and they had to take it out. Well, now they got a hole, and they operated and worked on it, and then they put a plate. And then his jaw was all messed up and everything, and that plate came down here, and it hooked onto his jaw somehow, and it had screws. Well, when I said that, he felt burning coming on him, and he felt that thing pop. And when he fell up there, he felt like it was new skull, and he couldn't feel the screws, the plate, or anything. And it disappeared, it's just gone. Now see, that's a creative miracle because you can't heal something that's not there. You see what I'm talking about? Well, we're seeing that more. We was up in the state of Washington. Trevor, our man that sings, and his wife were working the book table. They flew up in the airplane with us, and they were working the book table. And they had a girl that came by, and I think Mitch knows a little bit about it, and he might be able to say more because I wasn't out there. But the lady came by and said, look, and had a plate, and it had screws into the bone. You probably felt that. I felt it. Guy won me the Lord, had him all over because he was a rodeo rider, and he got all busted up by bulls, and, you know, he said, I'm full of screws and bolts and, you know, getting busted up. Yeah. Those bulls fall. I know you got one coming up here, up in the hill here. Spring something. Bill something. And she come by there, and she says, do you thank God if I got in the line? And they said, oh, yeah. Well, she got in the line. I laid hands on her. She went back, and she said, feel. Had Trevor and his wife feel, and there was no plate or no...
Hallelujah.
So God dissolved that. See, this is the things that we're coming into. Well, I don't believe that. That's fine. It'll pass you up. And we're seeing more of that. I see it where God adds in their back, and that's what some of them rise up like Wednesday night. We saw people healed, and they went up like that. Well, what are they doing? He's adding bone that has deteriorated. See, and we're coming more of that because all these gifts, we're in the revival of the gifts of the Spirit, miracle signs and wonders, and then that's the dinner bell for the precious fruit of the earth, and God is going to put them in churches that preach the word and flow in the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. See, you can't heal something that wasn't there, so it takes a creative miracle. Hallelujah. Raising the dead. You need several of these. One, you need a creative miracle. If they've been dead, there's no blood going to their brain or anything else. So then you need the gift of faith. When it comes on you, when the gift of faith comes on you, you don't doubt. You pull that guy up and knock him against, like Smith Wigglesworth, and knock him up against the wall and fall down, pick him up again. Some of us would have passed out the first time. And the second time, then he picked him up again. And the third time, he walked. But you don't do that with your natural faith. You do that. A lot of people try it, but you ain't going to do it unless it's supernatural. There's some that get over on the other side. They don't want to come back anyway. I know. I've been to heaven. You don't want to leave. It's something else. What is heaven like? Pure love. It's just something else. That's why I'm not scared of death. When I'm done, death don't have no sting on me. There's Jesus. Goodbye. I know how I'm going to go. I was back after finished preaching. I got in the back room, and they were finishing up the meeting. I was sitting back there, and God said, I'm going to tell you how your end's going to be. Now, you got to understand that's conditional. As long as I'm walking in love. Remember I said, one step out of love and the devil can get you. I don't have accidents. I haven't had an accident in 30 years. 35 years I haven't had an accident. Haven't had no airplane. I've had all kinds of airplane. Never no problems, no one. Why? The devil can't touch me. The only way he can get to me is other people that has an open door, either family or something, and then try to hurt me. That's the only way he can get to me. I can't control their spirituality.
That's right.
But I can control my atmosphere and around me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I get over these rebels talking about their rebels. Oh, they're such perverts. What do you think they're going to do if they're sinners? And you'd do the same thing. Oh, I would. Yes, you would, you liar.
Come on.
I knew a guy years ago, and he said, that dirty rat ran off with that other man's wife, which is such a big violation of the covenant of marriage. Such a violation. And you don't have honor for your seed, going around planting seed in wombs all around, sleeping with them, and you don't have value. And those kids that come out of those seeds and a harvest that comes out, the ones that end up in prison because their daddy wasn't there. End up as dope addicts and everything else because they didn't put a value. I only go where my favorite. I don't care if there's just five people in the congregation. I go if they love me, and that's where my favorite, that's where I go.
Hallelujah.
Because I can have miracles there.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Yes.
How many are getting help?
Oh, yeah.
See, even around your relatives, you got, you know, I'm not saying speaking tongues in front of them, but you got to pray in spirit just to get your flesh mortified for you won't hit them.
Yeah. You got that right.
Or give them some choice words.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You understand what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, that's, see, these are the things how me and my wife pastor our church, by the gifts of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Now look at that. Another working of miracles, to another prophecy. Hallelujah. To another discerning of spirits. Now, that's what happened today when I was talking to Pastor Art at lunch. We got talking about an incident where we were sitting in a meeting and I because, you know, training him, because he'll listen. A lot of people don't listen, so I don't say nothing to him. I try to help. I'm only going to do those that'll help.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Right. I told the preacher, discerning the spirit, I told the preacher many years ago, and told him, you better not have that man in your church. He asked me. We've been friends for years. I don't tell people no more, hardly. unless they're close to me, or the Lord says, tell them. Or I won't say a word. And I said, well, why wouldn't I have him? Larry Huggins was sitting right next to me. My wife was sitting next to me. Another couple that came with were sitting there and heard the whole thing. This preacher was across the table and his wife. And I said, I wouldn't have that minister because he'll despise it. He operates under a familiar spirit. See, there's the counterfeit.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
See, there's a counterfeit, familiar spirit. They live in a spirit world, and they're familiar with you. They're familiar with your family. They ran around with your family. They ran around with you before you got saved, and they know things about you.
That's right.
Well, how can you tell the difference? A fine line. How can you tell the difference? A lot of Christians really are not hearing from God. They say they hear from God, but they don't, because they don't know how to judge it. See, anything that brings attention to the man is not of God.
Amen.
The attention always goes to Jesus. Somebody's operating or reading your mail.
Yes, amen.
Amen. See, a word, remember last night, a word of knowledge is a word of something or a part of something. For instance, the first night when we were talking about the car and that related to him, that was partial parts to bring some information. Hallelujah. Well, I told you not to have this man in your church. He's going to leave something in your church that you don't want. That's why I tell young preachers, you better make sure that whatever they're preaching is same way direction you're going, because they'll never, even if they don't preach it, way you're going, they'll preach something the way you're going, but out in their tapes, they got something complete opposite. Like one, that you could send your tithe to a traveling minister. I have very good friends. I love them very dearly, but some of their books on prosperity I won't have in my bookstore because they, that your tithe can go to anybody. No, it goes to your local church.
Amen.
That's the main thing that you need. Jesus appeared to Brother Hagin and told him that.
Yes.
And besides that, it's in the Bible.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. I tell them, don't send me your tithes. Your tithes goes to the church. Send me an offering. I have a right for you to send me an offering if the Lord tells you. And he probably has. Glory be to God. I said, hallelujah. Well, he didn't listen. He had him anyway, brought big crowds and everything else. And a few days later, that man called his son out and laid hands on him, and his son ended up in the mental institution. And then his marriage broke up. Now I understand that church is not even there. And it was a powerful church. I know I preached for camp meetings for years. And Larry, every time I see Larry Huggins, he says, you know, he pulls me aside. And he says, you know, I was sitting right there when you tried to tell him. He said, I sure learned something out of that.
Hallelujah.
I got to come for a week. I can't get all this out in one service.
Yes.
You got it. You get all this out. Hallelujah. Well, my. Where's the time go? Look, to another working of miracles, prophecy, to another discerning of spirits. Now, you see, I saw that angel today at lunch, and then I didn't feel led to say anything around the other people that were sitting there, and then I went back in the room, and then I told him tonight. I said, I got it in the room, and it says that he sent him, that the spirit. See, discerning spirit, you just don't see bad spirits. I see devils. I see them fall off, like cancer. You see them fall off. They look like little dirty-looking monkeys. That's the only way I can say it. Fall off. And I've seen that. Now, do you see it with your natural eyes? Not all the time. Very few I've seen in my natural eyes, but I saw it in my spirit. How do you get in the spirit? Praying in the Holy Ghost. And see, then he said he'd wake up in the middle of the night like something was going to hit him or something was to kind of get to him. Well, God told me to tell him that angel was sent to protect him. He said, well, he said, that's right on, you see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just having lunch. And he was talking about that meeting that we were sitting next to the other, and he got talking about that angel, and when I looked up, there was that angel sitting behind him.
Hallelujah.
To another, divers kinds of tongues or different types of tongues. To another, interpretations of tongues. Now, tongues and interpretation in tongues is the same equal as prophecy. Equals prophecy. Now, tongues, if you've been around me and my wife, we flow in that. Very fluent when we're together. That's why I like for her to be with me more. But, you know, she's pastoring. But on the road, because why do you want it? Because it blesses people.
That's right.
Yeah. I know Pastor Art and Joanne flow that way. Pastor Joanne flow that way. And it's such a blessing. Well, how do they get it? Because we're around Buddy and Pat. They were around the good ones. They passed it down. But this gift needs to be in more operation in more churches. See, we flow in these supernatural gifts. We'll keep our church clean, be able to save people's lives, and help them in the guidance of their life.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said, hallelujah, my God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, hallelujah. Shadamaya. Now, you see, now what am I doing? I'm being a teacher tonight. Well, I'm operating Wednesday night. Prophet's anointing. Seer. I've seen these all things. Man, this boom, boom, boom. But these last two nights, is it because we need teaching along these areas?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. See, he said, talk about it, then demonstrate it.
Yeah.
Shidiman, Lusokoto, Mingimanda, Lasubaba, Lingibide, Magondo Dundi.
So prepare yourself and become aware of the Spirit and what will happen when you pray in tongues. For when you pray in the Spirit, you yank up revelations in your spirit that brings understanding to the natural mind and causes the substance of your spirit to manifest out here in the natural. Don't be afraid of spiritual things. Enter on into it, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, wasn't that a blessing? Now, you just saw that in operation. Now, Shidima, Mungaburi, Lasagana, Lilingli, Begindi, Lasudo, Nalambara, Lazibidi.
But none of this will take place until you start praying in the Spirit.
That's right.
Every day.
That's right.
Every day.
Every day.
Not once in a while,
that's
but
it.
Every day.
Every day.
I did not die on the cross. I did not go into the tomb, raised from the dead. And then fill you with the Holy Ghost so that you could have an experience. But rather so that I may dwell in you and dwell in you in my fullness. And when you pray in the Spirit, you yank up the fullness of my Spirit on your life, giving you revelation, daily revelation for your daily living. You see, I desire to train you and teach you. So if you want to operate in this arena, pray every day in the Spirit. Every day in the Spirit and watch the manifestations come.
Hallelujah.
And you'll profit. In your life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, you see, now how do you flow? See, we flow that way because we've been close to each other. He knows, and thank you, praise the Lord. He knows that when I'm about to do something, He knows about the Spirit. Now, we were over in Kuwait. Now, I'm not a singer. He is. I'm not. I got in the wrong line. I got the frog line. I thought it meant... Or, you know, she got in the right line, but I asked her, do you sing to it? No, I don't either. I got the wrong line. But I got singing in the Spirit. I mean, a song, not just singing Spirit, but I sang a song out. And he got up and sang it out in English. And I saw it. I just went over there. I just went over there, and he said, and I saw that song when he said it went over there and changed the atmosphere. I just saw it, that song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, that's a different operation. That's another time. I don't know if you're... It's a heavy. I don't know if you're ready. Well, you'd leave your body and go somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
See, I got so much to say. I can tell you about people that were lifted up in midair by working a miracle. You see? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I was preaching at Buddy Harrison's church and walked off the platform. This happened 3 times in my ministry. Walked off the platform, walked out about 20 feet and waved my hand like this, preaching, and everybody fell out. Sandy Brown, Willie George, all of them that have big ministries today, were there in the front row. They all go there, about 800 people went out, then turned around and walked out. Then midair. Says, well, that's levitating. Well, levitating's, is a counterfeit for the real thing. Had a guy in Oakland fell out on the power of God and lifted him up, and he was up 4 inches. You could put your whole hand under it. That's a sign of wonder. That'll get you wondering. But I don't want to get into that because just getting you to pray in the Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just getting you in everyday life.
Yeah. Right.
Hallelujah. Some have been wanting to go after that. No, you just need to be praying just like what the Spirit said by
right.
tongues interpretation.
Yeah.
You see? Because of our relationships, see, we get so that we move together. If my wife ain't with me and he's in the meeting, then he'd be the interpreter. You see, this is where a lot of people miss it. You get in churches, charismatic church, and everybody's interpreting. Somebody's speaking tongues, somebody interpreting. But I believe there's only one interpreter, and that's the one that's in charge. There should be somebody in charge of that church that's in that church is the interpreter. Now, he'd be the interpreter in his church. That way you keep it going the right direction. Now, you can have, then it says three. Only three should really speak in tongues and one interpreter. That's another lesson. You understand what I'm talking about? That way you got everybody going after it, you know, and that ain't decent in order. The decent order is three and one interpreter. That's the way the good ones did their church. Hallelujah. They were their interpreter and somebody spoke. Now they ain't speak out in tongues. Because you can have somebody come from the outside and think they got an interpretation and be way out.
Right.
But the man that's in there. So that's the way we do it in our church. That's why Dad Hagen said this is the closest to Goodwin's church that I've been around. He said that in the back room. I'm not trying to brag. It's because, you know, we found out how the good ones operate. We got material on them. We asked people that ran around with him. Ask Dad Hagen, talk about him at least once in all his crusades, so he must have made some impact. And he said he had the closest church to a New Testament church that he ever seen in his whole life. So I made a mental note. If that's the closest, that's the way I want to be.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right. Amen.
Not what somebody thinks.
Right. That's what I want.
Yeah.
And then he put us in that category of your church. He said, you're... Like my wife taught on responding to the Holy Spirit. She says, those people respond. He says, there's something else. Well, she taught 6 weeks. It's one thing to pray and get the power available, but then you got to learn how to respond to that.
Yeah.
How many of you like to go to a church that's closest to New Testament?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. All right. Let me just finish reading this out, and then we got to go on. We'll just have to pick up some other time. We'll come back. Hallelujah. The kinds of tongues and other interpretation, but all these worketh in one and self-saves, but dividing to every man severally as he wills. Now we're going to lay hands on the sick. I'm not going to pray for the sick. That's a different operation. There's a difference. You see, I don't need to anoint with oil when I have the anointing. See, the oil represents the anointing, but if there's a tangible there, you don't need to anoint people with oil. You see what I mean? Hallelujah. So, see, this is what Dads do give instruction.
That's right.
I'm learning. I don't know everything, but I'm working towards it.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, with anointing now, see, I'm talking about, I'm getting ready now, he did special miracles by the hands of Paul. See, that ain't the gifts of the Spirit, that's a tangible anointing.
Yes.
And that anointing, when you lay hands, see, when I lay hands, see, I felt that go in him. And sometimes it's just like a current stronger than other times. Sometimes it has knocked me down, and Mitch.
Yes.
The anointing's so strong. Now, once I feel that, see, it's going in him right now, just going right in him. And see, that goes in now, it's working a cure, driving out sickness and disease. See, that's when they could touch the hem of his garment. We talked about that over to Brother David's church, about, you know, the reason they put people out is because he told them that he was anointed. And people believed it, and when they believed it and act on it, then they received. So you have to believe it and say something. If I may touch the hem of his garment, I shall be saved. She set the anointing in motion to go in just by what she said.
Hallelujah.
And drew it out of the mantle. You understand what I'm talking about? So I'm not coming up here to pray for the sick. So there's no use trying to, and this ain't an agreement line. That's a difference.
That's right.
See, when you know it, when the anointing ain't there, like in services, when pastors are mending anything, maybe they're not anointed with a special anointing. Now you can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But the anointing, they feel that anointing, they just release their faith, the anointing with oil. Then you lay hands on them. But see, when you're anointed with tangible, you don't need to do that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a different operation. Here I'm talking about it. We put everything in one bag, shake it up, and we think it's all in one when it's different.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about?
Amen.
And there just needs to be more teaching on this. There would be more people healed if they just don't put everything in one bag and, you know, do it in one shot. Then I encourage Art. Art's got that anointing come on him, that tangible anointing. You know, I could be wrong, but I believe it was transferred from me. See, it was transferred, but because of his love, I believe I got the one I got because, well, of course, before I ever met him, I got it, but I was in a meeting where he was at. And that's when the Lord told me, now he's your spiritual father, you stay with him. Well, he didn't say spiritual father. Let me go back. He said, you need to follow him because you'll have a ministry close to him that he has. Of course, my mind's, you know, going tilt on that, but I stayed with him till he died. I stayed with Dr. Sumrall. Told me to stay with John Osteen. He said he had one of the closest churches to the New Testament. Hallelujah.
Glory
be to God. So every one of those men I stayed with, if God calls you to this church, you don't leave because you got an offense. Suck it up.
Amen.
Get over it.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Well, they were kind of sharp at me. So you're going to let them, because they were sharp on you, and you're going to let the devil steal what God has for you. Everybody has a different style of leadership. Now, if you want a thumb-sucking church, they got those around. They'll just pat you and run after you and baby you, but you'll never grow up, you old thumb-sucker. 20 years from now, you'll still be complaining because somebody sat in your chair. You old baby. Well, I'll go somewhere else. They'll take my tie, you old thumb-sucker. And you got the pastor scared he's running after you. And, oh, I'm sorry we offend you. They didn't really mean it. Then you got a preacher that won't say anything because he's afraid.
Yeah.
Then you cut the message all the way down. You're wonderful. You're sweet. God bless you. And read something out of the Reader's Digest. That won't offend any devil.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
I said, glory be to God. So we're not going to agree. I mean, when you come up, don't bring your letter of all your ailments. I'm going to lay hands on you. And you don't need to tell me your ailments. God knows it. Unless I ask you.
Right.
Now, I've had people going across the country criticizing me on this issue. I tell people when I lay hands, you can pray in the Spirit, but when I lay hands on you, don't say anything because you're giving out. I want you to receive, not giving out. I had some young whippersnapper going across the country talking about me. Well, bless God, you can speak in tongues if you want to when I lay hands on you. There's a preacher. Little wiener. Why criticize? I don't criticize the way he operates. Don't, huh? Huh? We got any plumbers in here?
Yeah.
Raise your hand. You got any plumbers? Got any plumbers? Now they're scared to raise their hand. I'm not going to hurt you. You a plumber? You do plumbing? I mean, that's just like me, and I never done plumbing, come over and try to tell him what to do. I know my business. I've been at this long enough.
Oh, yeah.
I know what I don't know everything, but I know enough. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did you get something out of tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. That might not be a chandelier hanging message, but it'll set you free. Hallelujah. Are you a preacher? You travel or what? Where do you live? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That word mean anything to you a while ago? Amen. Huh? Amen. It's gonna happen. It's gonna come to pass too. He's not done with you. Shut a mic. So I told the person, he said, now I see the gifts of healing. I said, no, that wasn't the gifts of healing. That was a tangible anointing, transmitting healing power into their bodies, or the anointing, which destroys the yoke. See, once you know how to flow with this, you learn how to flow with this electricity, it can benefit us.
Oh, yeah.
Every minister has a responsibility to get into the flow of what God has them, and then develop that. Quit trying to be everything. Flow in the strongest point that you got.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So through the years, I've learned some things about the gifts of the Spirit and the things of the Spirit. And the Lord's been dealing with me. Now it's time to start sharing some of these. See, that was just revelation teaching right after that. Just, that wasn't reading notes or a book. That's coming from the Holy Spirit. I'm going to tell you again, we're coming in to the greatest revival of the gifts of the Spirit that the world has ever seen. Stronger word of knowledge in operation in Jesus' name. You have operated into a measure, but now the measure is being increased to a measure. You have learned how to listen to your spirit, but you're going to, in a measure, operate in the discerning of spirits. Hallelujah. 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 Glory! Come on, put your hands up and praise Him and give Him glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you, this is inviolable information. Inviolable. I wish I had somebody to teach me this when I started out. Now, when I started out and pastor, and I had some of these gifts in operation, because eventually, you know, I was going to flow with the office of a prophet. Hallelujah. But now things have changed, and now we're going to the nation, so we're kind of changing a little bit. The office, and Brother Summerall told me that, and I just put it on the shelf. And the Lord said, there's a reason why I put you with Dr. Summerall. Not just to have lunch with him, but to get an impartation of hallelujah.
Glory.
You know what amazes me, Pastor Art, is when God would speak to men and put them with men, and yet they would leave that seat of honor that God put. God put us with men that were on the forefront. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You think about that, the honor of that, because God knew now when they leave, you're going to have to pick up and go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Things are happening. Things are moving. In fact, I'm hearing testimonies in meetings that have been months and months ago. They said things are still working. Things are still moving. I was in a church in, maybe Mitch can help me, in Tennessee there at the Cookville. I know why they call it Cookville, because right off the highway they got every restaurant. They got every name restaurant, and we don't even have in our city. But I was in there, and I went over to their land, and I whistled for them, their land, to get their land, and had somebody pay it off. Man walked in 2 weeks later and paid the bill. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? I'd lie if I go to hell. That's what they said. Their building's paid. He said, we weren't going to build until it was paid for. Paid it off. Yeah, that's why those tapes out there got to teach people how to get it. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Glory
to God. Now, I'm going to say something to your wife, with permission, about the prophetic anointing. You go in and out of it, but there's a reason why you go in and out and you don't stay more in it, is because you need to be around that anointing more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now, God started out for all the gifts the first night. Then what he wanted to do is demonstrate what was happening. And then these two nights, he said, now teach on it with instructions how to stay in it. Hallelujah. I don't know don't know about you. I want to know about things and how to get into things and how to change things. Can you say amen?
Amen.